You're listening to a Big Finish production.
TARDIS, hello old girl. How's the rest of her looking?
Not all there. Some corridors stop at dead ends. Others leap around on themselves. Some are still moving while I went through them.
She's reconfiguring, slowly. Paradox energy is hard to digest.
I found Liv's room, but I've no idea where mine's got to.
It'll take time. She's not up to making me a new sonic screwdriver yet, but look. She found one of my old jackets.
Oh, that's a huge relief.
Well, actually it is, because... Here.
Your... What was it? Psychic paper.
Always handy to get into places.
Yes, but without a screwdriver, you may not get out again. Oh.
What's that?
It's from Tanya. In a pub around the corner. She'd appreciate it if you could give them a bit more background. I'm paraphrasing.
How does she sound?
Sound? It's one of those text messages.
Yes, but is there amusing punctuation? Maybe one of those little faces?
No. Read it yourself.
Right. Ooh.
Yes. She seems quite cross.
The test flight will have to wait. Come on.
Test flight? So soon? Is that wise?
That was amazing. Aliens, actual aliens.
Robin, you nearly got shot. Those aliens were threatening your life.
Yeah, but the doctor would never let anything bad happen.
Right. Well, look, I've texted Helen. Hopefully they'll be here in a minute.
Here, lemonade for you. Have you called your dad?
Thanks. Yeah, he's fine with me coming back with you.
Okay. There's a pot of tea on its way.
I was hoping for something stronger.
We need to be ready, if the TARDIS is repairing itself.
Yeah, the blue shed. What is it exactly? You said it's some kind of spaceship.
Space and time ship. So carry on, Liv. You and Helen and the Doctor, you're actual time travellers, space explorers.
A bit of both. The Doctor's an alien. Something called a Time Lord.
Amazing. Are you one too?
Helen and I are both human.
Well, that's a comfort.
But we're not exactly local. Helen's from nearly 60 years in the past.
Explains her history lessons. I knew she was winging it on Reagan and Gorbachev.
And you, Liv? Where are you from?
A long way in the future. But it doesn't matter. I'm me. I'm still me in the here and now.
And if your time machine's working again, how long will the doctor stick around?
They're over here.
You can ask him yourself.
Actually going to talk about what just happened?
Best keep our mouth shut in front of the taxi driver. We didn't want him carting us off to Bedlam.
That was mad! Monsters! Alien monsters! Did you see that guy's face? Scaly, like a dinosaur.
Oh, I'm sure there's a rational explanation. Like the policeman said, it'll be student pranks.
Whoever it was, they had a better budget than anything on the telly. What was all that about killing the doctor?
Yes, for a prank. It did get rather out of hand.
What now? Where's the doctor? What do we do?
I suggest we wait. I'm sure he'll be back with his friends soon enough. We can have a proper chat with him then.
He still owes us dinner. We should make him take us out again. Maybe more aliens will turn up.
Come on, Zakia. I need a cup of tea. And you need to calm down. Good night, both.
Good night, ladies.
Rational explanation? Who are you kidding? Those girls know the truth. They saw it with their own eyes.
I suppose it's the old training kicking in, reassuring the public.
Now, it's time we told them. The Doctor, Sergeant Davidson, about who we really are.
I'll think about it. We need to find the right moment. I wonder what the brig would make of all this.
The TARDIS is starting to heal. She's not quite her old self, but getting there, slowly.
So, are we ready to go?
Wait a second. You've still got to explain why lizard people from the future seem to think you're some kind of tyrant.
I don't know, maybe we should go to the future and find out?
That's not really an explanation.
They seemed very sure you're, what do they say, the cause of their annihilation?
Mistaken identity.
And then they shot you.
I saw you die. Actually die, just for a moment.
A moment too long. A paradox took hold. We could be looking at a whole new aberrant timeline. I have to find out how far it extends.
See? Total non-explanation. What is he talking about?
You get used to it.
I'll get to the bottom of it. And the best thing I can do to explain, Tanya, is to take you with me. What do they say? Show, don't tell?
Really? You're inviting me along?
Why not?
Hold on. We don't even know if the TARDIS is safe to travel.
Good point. Look, Tanya, I could always check things out with the doctor and come back.
Oh, turn down a trip in a time machine? Are you kidding? Or is it just one rule for you?
This is great. I'm coming too.
Ah.
But why can't I come?
Robin, you were almost killed by those assassins. I can't knowingly drag you into the line of fire again.
But it's all right to drag Tanya there.
Hey, I can speak for myself.
Tanya's a responsible adult.
Steady.
She knows what she's letting herself in for.
Does she?
I think she knows a lot more than we realise.
I've been ready for this for years.
So am I. This isn't fair.
Please, you need to go home. Let your family see you safe.
I wouldn't be any trouble. Look, we're here now, back at your TARDIS.
Liv, show Tanya inside. See if the library's grown back yet.
Library?
Okay. You better brace yourself.
Robin, this is a test flight. Remember those first experimental rocket launches or the Wright brothers? It's not 100% safe. Let me run the TARDIS in. Maybe I'll take you on the next trip. If your mum and dad are okay with it.
You can get a bus home across the road. We haven't missed the last one.
I don't want to get a bus home when there's a time machine right here. Please, Doctor, please let me come.
It's too many. I've already got to look after these three. Robin, go home. Do it for me. I promise I'll take you next time.
Doctor.
I promise.
Here. This will pay for a taxi instead. Your father will be worrying.
He really won't. All right, I'll get a taxi. But next time.
This is incredible.
Yeah. It's not usually so see-through.
I've read about time machines, but to actually see one...
You've read about them. And you've been ready for years.
There's a reason I'm living in that house, Liv. I looked into its history. I've always been obsessed with this kind of thing. UFOs, weird science, the unexplained. You might say it's a lifelong hobby.
So what am I? Completing your collection?
Oh, you know you're more than that.
So you're fine with time travel, this place, the TVs, Mr. Bird, the Rockellians, that's all okay.
Did you meet a lot of aliens before you met him?
My fair share, but then again, you know, I'm from the future.
All right then. Did Helen?
No.
Everyone starts somewhere. You wait and wait for something to take you out of this world, something that lets you see more. Eventually that day comes and you've got to be ready.
Right. Everyone take a look around. We want to avoid too many witnesses.
It's getting dark, fairly quiet. Couple on the corner, going into the takeaway.
There's a youngster on a bench over the road. No, she's got her head in her book. I think we're fine.
We never normally worry about this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I've got no idea what kind of takeoff this will be. The TARDIS is a bit rusty, to say the least. So am I.
Is it dangerous for people outside?
I hope not. We should just disappear from the here and now. Right. This is as good a time as we're going to get. Checking power levels. Nice and subtle.
Are those sirens for us? Oh, no.
Hang on. Wait. Wait for me.
is your responsibility.
Andy, what are you doing?
Don't worry, I have got this sorted.
Are we under arrest? So much for slipping away quietly. They're blockading the street.
You weren't thinking of going without me, were you?
It's big, isn't it?
I bet it's a nightmare for dusting. So how does this work, then? We can see out, but no one sees in. It's a bit like a mirror in an interview room, I suppose.
All right. Power levels set. Doors closed. Just working out the coordinates.
Is there anywhere I can put my things?
I'll open a portal into the vortex once we get going.
Doctor, the sergeant very kindly organised a police cordon to make sure we weren't disturbed.
Well, I'm so glad the authorities know my business. That always works out so well.
I can fake a cover story. They just needed a word with everyone to establish credentials.
So we all work for the local council now?
Yeah, they think it's a gas leak. Just pop this here for now, yeah?
What have you brought? We could be going anywhere in time and space, not camping in Epping Forest.
Well, technically anywhere in time and space does include Epping.
I really don't think that's where we're going.
I'm plotting a course for the Rockhellian home system. I first visited around 4,000 years from now. Those assassins came from midway along that timeline. We may as well start at the end and work back.
So alien lizards come to kill you, and you head straight for their home planet.
It's our only lead. As a police officer, you should appreciate that.
If you really are the police.
Right, hold on, everyone.
Is that it? Are we there?
No. Look outside. Nothing's happened.
One moment. Yes, we're on our way.
What's happening outside?
The sun's coming up. Look at the traffic. People whizzing past I don't know what they're like. This is impossible. And now it's dark again.
Day, night. Oh, I can't watch.
Oh, I feel a bit sick.
Something's wrong.
Literally the only two words I did not want to hear.
We're not moving.
Look outside. We're definitely going somewhere.
It's just a blur.
We've left 2020. We're traversing time, but not space. She's straining every muscle, but she can't move an inch. Oh. Ground moved. We're careering forward decades, no, centuries at once.
Can't you stop it?
I'm trying, but she's out of control.
Have we stopped?
Feels like it. Yeah, looks like it too.
Where are we? What is that outside? Desert?
Rocks? Craters? Oh, we could be on the moon.
No, definitely Earth. The spatial locator shows we're still rooted to Camden.
The sun looks very big. Should the sun be that big?
It all depends on when we are. Here, let me just...
What are you doing?
What's happened?
Robin!
So, where are we then?
See? Told you. It's breathable.
Yeah, but this isn't the ideal way to check.
Well, we're here now.
Where is here, or rather, when?
Well, all the instruments aren't responding. She's taking a while to work things out.
And what about getting back?
Helen's happy to stay and look after him.
Not perfect. But as far as we know, inside the TARDIS is the safest place.
Didn't feel like it just now. Poor lad must be terrified, hiding in the cupboard for that roller coaster.
Give them a wave. They can see us, don't forget, talking about them.
How did he even get in? I mean, when did he get in?
Something must have distracted us. Sirens, police, that kind of thing tends to break the concentration.
Hang on. How is this my fault? You left the door open.
It's no one's fault, all right? It's just something that happened. Doctor, I know you're annoyed because the TARDIS isn't working, but please don't take it out on Andy.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I said I didn't want a scout troop.
Well, we're here now. Where is...
I don't know. Not yet. I suggest we do what we usually do in these situations.
I can't see anyone coming to shoot us or lock us up.
I mean, we explore.
It's for the best.
Everyone else has gone.
I haven't, have I?
I wanted to be with the doctor.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm not good enough.
It's not that.
I know. But we've no idea what's out there.
Yes, we do. We can see. It's just rocks.
Look, they're heading up the ridge. They may come back and say it's all fine.
Which one of these is the door?
Robin, you mustn't touch the console. To be honest, there's more than enough for you to explore in here. How many boys do you know have been inside a real-life time machine?
Is it this one?
Please, don't do that.
How about this one?
I told you not to touch the controls.
Some time machine. Nothing works anyway.
Robin, get away from there now.
You're not in charge. You can't tell me what to do.
Robin, come back!
Are you sure this is Earth?
That's the one thing the TARDIS could confirm. Earth in the far, far future.
Hang on. Does this mean... is everyone dead?
From the size of the sun and the heat... we're thousands of years after your time. Probably millions.
I don't think I'm okay with that. I mean, our entire civilization is all gone. Everyone's gone.
Could be.
Or maybe they're alive. They just left. Went off into space. They're out there, somewhere.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Doctor.
We could be long after that time, too. You could be the only humans left alive. In the entire universe.
Oh, God. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Are you doing this on purpose? Andy, it's okay. Just breathe.
I need to get to higher ground, get some perspective on the situation. Tanya, I spy a bigger crater. You up for a climb?
Oh, I'm up for anything.
What about...
Liv, take the sergeant with you. There's an interesting rock formation that way. If nothing else, it's something he can lean against.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Tanya?
You'll be all right?
Yeah.
I'll take care of him. You stick with the Doctor. Don't let him get into any trouble.
I won't.
See how you cope with my day job. Andy?
Yes. I'm fine. I'll be fine. Just acclimatizing, you know?
I know. A walk will take your mind off things.
Things like the end of civilization?
That might not be the case. There's something in that rock. Let's do some investigating.
Robin! There's a swimming pool down here somewhere. Oh, there used to be. Maybe we could look for that. We found a games arcade once. All those screens and controllers you like so much. Some are 3D. What? Oh. Liv and I had something called a dance-off. Robin? I'm sorry I shouted. Robin?
back the other. Robin, please stop. We can talk.
Oh, no.
Bracing, isn't it?
This is incredible. Amazing. A whole different time.
I knew you'd take to it. If you can cope with Liv, you can cope with anything.
Although, there isn't much to see. I mean, if this was London, shouldn't there be ruins?
It depends how far we've gone. The TARDIS couldn't tell me much, but I can make a few deductions. The air, the sun, even the curve of the horizon, and when it gets dark, the constellations will give me a clue.
Navigating by the stars, like an old sea dog.
I've been called worse. My best guess is we're around 6 million years from where we started. 6.5, maybe?
You're kidding.
No, but something's not right. It feels off, somehow. All right, come on, one more push. We're nearly at the top.
Robin! Oh, he doubled back. I can't see him. How far has he got? Some help here, please. Lifeline scanners? Remote sensors? Anything? Anything at all? Oh! Sorry. But you deserve that. I haven't any choice, have I?
So, where did this come from? I don't remember a cliff face in the middle of London.
Could have been underneath. This far in the future, the surface we know is long gone. Erosion, war, asteroids. We don't know what might have wiped the place clean.
Oh, dear.
I thought you said you were used to this stuff. You know about the Doctor?
Yeah, a bit.
You and Tanya. I know you've got something going on.
Honestly, it's not like that.
I mean, you're both involved in something you're covering up. What is it? What are you a part of?
Look, there's stuff that's really on a need-to-know basis. Stuff from the future. His future.
It'd be very handy to hear it, if it's helpful. We're pretty much as far in the future as we can get.
Okay. I'm connected to a group that keeps track of him. They're kind of doctor specialists.
You mean your fans?
Well, some of us. The thing is, we don't get to exist until another him, a future doctor, sets it all in motion. I can't upset the balance, or else, I don't know, I might vanish in a puff of smoke.
Huh. I get it. I've met his wife.
What? Really?
This stuff. Time travel. It's a bit of a balancing act. Like one of those 3D puzzle games. You don't want to pull out the wrong piece in case the entire universe stops existing completely. Which is something I've literally seen happen.
I can tell you I'm a friend. We're both friendly. We've been useful, haven't we? And you must trust Tanya.
I suppose I do. Okay, so this is interesting. It's what I thought. Metal.
Yeah. That is weird. Out of place.
First sign of an artificial construct since we got here.
Uh-huh. Man-made. Hey, look, there's a button.
Wait, Andy?
See? That's not so bad. It's just a door. Should we look inside? What's the worst that could happen? Ah! Oh, God, it's the worst! It's happening! It's happening!
Andy!
Ah! We're going to be vaporized. Tell me, Liv, are we getting vaporized? Oh, sorry.
Okay. Okay, we've not been vaporized. It must be a security scan. Decontamination, maybe?
Oh, no. Are we radioactive now?
More like the opposite. Looks like it's happy to let us in.
Or we could just leave.
It's open the door. We might as well take a look. Just don't touch anything else.
Righto.
So that's London. No rivers, no buildings. Rock and dust as far as the eye can see. Here, take a look.
You carry binoculars around?
Opera glasses. I think I last wore this coat at La Scala, 1831, or was it 1832?
I never know when to take you seriously.
Never do, unless I'm running. And it's usually very serious.
Nothing but craters, like it's been bombarded.
Meteor storms, or just the poor old Earth on her very last legs. I know how she feels.
It really is like we're on the moon.
The moon gets a lot of bad press. Have you been there? There's a nice fondue restaurant that opens about 4 centuries after we left.
I know what you're doing. Distracting me, keeping me calm.
Am I? And what else do you know, Tanya Bell?
They say you change your face. They say there are lots of different doctors running around out there.
Oh, they do they? Who are they to know so much about me?
I hope you understand. We take an interest, but I can't really say.
I suppose it makes sense. I've dropped in on the planet quite a lot. I'm bound to attract attention.
What's it like when you regenerate? Is that the word?
Yes. Well, it's scary. I've no idea how it's going to turn out. I simply have to get used to living as the new me, one day at a time. And I do. I always do.
Yeah. Things work out more often than they don't.
I can see why Liv likes having you around. You're a very reassuring presence.
I'm sure she thinks the same of you. I can't see her. Liv and Andy. They're not there.
Maybe they went back. Oh, hold on. Is it Helen? Come on. We've seen all we can from up here, enough to know there's nothing to see.
We're going back.
Let's regroup. Assess the situation.
And then home. I'd love to find out more. Your ship, your TARDIS. How does it work?
Very haphazardly at the moment.
All those instruments, but they couldn't tell you anything about where we are.
She's really not herself. Ever since we crash-landed in London. Not quite as bad as she was back then, but still.
What? You suddenly look much more worried.
Well, there is a chance, a very small chance, that I have let my friends down again.
How?
I'm sorry, Tanya, but we could be stuck here forever.
What is this?
Yeah. I've seen a few control hubs in my time.
Be careful. We don't know if anyone's here.
Well, surely they'd have heard the alarm.
Exactly. So they might be watching, deciding their next move.
It's part of my DNA, you know, investigation. What does this panel do? For instance, a screen. Hey, there's a map of the world. Oh, bits of America are missing, and Australia. I guess a lot happens in 6 million years. What do you think these flashing dots are?
I'm looking at those numbers. A countdown. But to what? From the rate they're going, we'll know in an hour. Andy, please stop touching things.
Glass doors. Locked. Yeah, it's dark. But I can see more of this stuff through there. What's it all for?
You're law enforcement, right?
Yes, I am.
Did you bring handcuffs? Because if you did, I'm going to take them and lock your hands to your...
A robot! Under the floor!
Yeah, I can see that.
Can I try talking to it?
Wait. I'll hazard a guess. I've a bit more experience than you when it comes to robots.
Honestly, I can do this. Look, I've met aliens. I've met people from other dimensions. I've travelled in time before.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hello. We come in peace. Take us to your leader.
Andy.
Whoa.
Okay. We might come in peace, but I'm not convinced about that thing.
You don't think?
Run!
Whoa.
Are you sure it was dangerous?
Did you see? It's hardware. They don't look like stay for a chat attachments to me. Okay, it's not quick, but it's coming. Let's go.
Is it even the right way?
Trust me. Let's get some distance between us. And warn the others.
Robot. Awesome. And that's where it came from.
Helen?
Doctor. Tanya.
Where's Robin?
He got away from me.
What? You left him in the TARDIS?
No, he's out here somewhere. He gave me the slip and ran outside.
Oh, he's getting to be an expert at misdirection.
I searched the crater where we landed, but he definitely wasn't there. So I came looking for you.
How could you let that happen, Helen? He is a child.
I'm sorry. I'm not a babysitter.
I knew I shouldn't have brought anyone else. You and me, Helen. We could have done the test flight ourselves. Better still, I could have done it alone.
Yeah, and then you'd have been stuck, with none of us to help you get back.
What do you mean, stuck?
What was that? Anyone, what did you just do to me?
Do not be alarmed by the bioscan gamma filter.
Hello? Is someone there?
Please enter the end station.
End station?
Hello, Robin Bright Thompson.
What the hell? Sergeant Davidson.
Please approach. I'm the Holosystem interface. This human has been chosen as a reassuring face for your continued interaction. I assume this is the leader of your mission?
No, he's really not. You're the Sado policeman who hangs around with Tanya.
Well, now I'm your Sado policeman interface with this station.
Okay. What is this place?
Earth End Station 6. Final phase has been initiated.
Final phase of what? Wait a minute, can you stop that robot?
Not really. The Sentinels have one standing order.
But it's chasing my friends.
The Sentinels are authorized for independent action to make sure the mission is completed.
What mission? Hold on, can we back up a minute? This is still Earth, right?
Confirmed. This is planet Earth, approximately 5,300,000 cycles into the Third Glorious Empire.
The what? Never mind. And that was a bioscan.
Only humans are permitted entry. Only humans are permitted at all.
Racist hologram. But you know my name. How do you know my name?
Robin Bright Thompson. You're on record.
These computer systems, have you got records of everyone? Everyone who ever lived on Earth? That's impossible.
Correct. That volume of data storage would be impossible. There are only records for those of significance.
Significance? You mean I'm special?
Please carry on into the facility.
Who are you? I mean, who built all this?
This is a Deus Ex facility. Please, follow me.
Deus Ex? What's that? A company? A research group?
Deus Ex builds to secure the future. It has always secured the future of humanity.
What's this stuff for?
The planet is being prepared for the new age of the human empire.
He can't have gone far.
But there's nowhere for him to go. Are you going to explain what Tanya meant?
There'll be a way out.
Like there was in 2020. We were stranded there for months.
But we got away.
Yes, to here.
Wait, what's that?
Doctor!
Don't stop! He's catching up!
Liv, what's going on?
Robot. Killer robot.
Really?
Not yet. But only because we ran away.
What is it?
Beautiful.
Brilliant. A robot.
Did you hear me? A robot that's trying to kill us.
Liv, as our robotics expert, did you see any energy weapons?
I honestly don't know. I didn't fancy asking.
I can assume it's targeting you two for something. Trespass, probably. Three more of us make prompt a reassessment, or at the very least a distraction. Spread out. It can't focus on all of us at once.
Then what? Can you stop it? You don't even have your sonic screwdriver.
Then I'll need to make use of the tools that are available.
Tools? What tools? That's a rock.
There's a lot of them about. We'll do this the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Everyone grab one.
Good. Now, make sure to keep its attention.
Hey! Were you looking for us? We're right here!
It's thinking about its next move.
Are we sure this was the best option?
Doctor.
Tonya, ready?
When you are.
Now.
What's this place?
The medical facilities. Please, step through the archway.
Is that me? A body scan of me?
That's right. We're scanning to ensure that you're in the best of health.
That's reassuring. Now, about that robot.
The Sentinel is... unusual. The Sentinel's tracking relay is offline. It'll have to revert to internal processes to keep to schedule.
That'll be the Doctor, I bet you anything. He'll find out who you lot are and what you're doing here.
But you must know already. You are part of Deus Ex, Robin.
What are you talking about?
You're part of the template. Enhanced humanity owns the future.
Hey, what are you doing? I thought this was just a tour.
We've been brought to the medical bay for a reason. We are proceeding with a full molecular scan and enhancement.
A what? Hold on, I haven't agreed to any of this.
Please don't worry, Robin. You will be made well.
But I'm not sick!
Taking metabolism readings?
I told you, there's nothing wrong with me. All I wanted was to stop that robot, save my friends.
Please, remain calm. This won't take long.
I want to show them I can help. I want the doctor. I want the doctor to see what I can do.
Have no fear, Robin. After this, you will be better.
He's having fun.
Yes. Give him a robot to dismantle. He's happy for hours. What did he actually say?
About?
About us being stranded.
He thinks your ship's out of power. It used everything it had getting us here.
Typical. Betting everything on a long shot. But then that's what we're used to.
I can tell. He's suddenly gone from Mr. Grumpy to kid in the sweet shop. A whole different man.
It's been hard for him. The doctor never gets disheartened, not really. But these last few months were the closest I've ever seen him come to it. I've been lucky. I've had things to do. The house, the tenants. London's my home. After all, it's been an education. And Liv. Well, Liv's had you.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yes, yes, of course. I've never seen her so relaxed.
She's still wary. I suppose we both are. Neither of us knows what happens next.
One thing about Liv, she can deal with anything. There's no one I care about more in the universe. So I'm glad she's happy.
I'm sorry. I'd hate to tread on any toes.
Oh, I don't know if I have toes to tread on. I've never really been much of a relationship person. Always seemed more important things to think about. And now, well, if we do end up stuck, having to scavenge a living at the end of time, we all need to get along. I suppose I'm saying, welcome to the family.
Thanks, Helen. That means a lot.
Oh. I'm worried for Robin. We need to get out there. Find him.
Hey, wait. Look at this. What shoes was he wearing?
Trainers. Size 9, I guess. He's tall for his age.
Oh, these tracks aren't Andy or Liv, but they go in the same direction.
Does that mean he's getting somewhere?
Usually. He's got the body open, disconnected the main power pack.
Liv, take a look. What's your opinion?
Well, my sister's the real expert, but well, it all looks pretty standard.
That's what I thought. On the outside, basic. A molecular scanner and comms relay in the head. And the rest of it, pincers, claws, things to dig and grab. It's a maintenance bot.
Primitive by Kaldor standards. And where are we? A few million years after that? I'd expect the tech to have moved on a bit.
In some ways it has. Look inside.
What's that stamp say? Deus Ex?
Yeah, implying Deus Ex Machina. God from a machine. And in here.
Trot, sounds like an ant's nest.
That's much, much worse. If I use the scanner on the contents, it tells me this is a secure capsule packed with nano-sized robots. Microscopic machines, each carrying a lethal dose of radiation energy. According to the readings, inimical to all forms of life.
As an anti-intruder device, I'd say it's a bit much.
And I would suggest another purpose. Decontamination, high-octane pest control. With a timer on the release.
Liv, that countdown in the bunker. Do you think it might be something to do with this?
What countdown? You didn't mention a countdown.
We were a bit busy being chased by bloomin' Henry the death-dealing Hoover.
Yeah, there were loads of monitoring systems and a timer. Looks like this one's in sync. Not long to zero.
And then I'll theorise quickly. This machine is likely one of a fleet sent out to release these poisoned nanobots so they can spread their lethal toxin across the landscape in about 30 minutes' time. A local decontamination programme.
Definitely sounds like the kind of mess the TARDIS might drop us in.
Maybe we should get back in the TARDIS, undercover?
In her current state, I'm not sure she offers much protection. Tech development might be lacking, but things have certainly moved on when it comes to weapons-grade radiation.
Wait a second. It might not be just local. There were maps in that place. I think they're rolling it out in other places too.
That's madness. This will kill indiscriminately.
I'm trying to remember. I saw markers spaced across every continent.
Andy's right. There could be bunkers like that, robots like this, right across the planet.
What are they doing? Whoever's in charge hasn't a clue about the delicate balance of Earth's ecosystem. Is that what humanity's become? Some kind of destructive demigod?
Deus Ex, remember?
But they'd be drawing a line under billions of years of evolution. Ending life on Earth once and for all. It would be a tragedy. More than that, it's a crime. Against existence itself. Liv, I need to see that control center.
Is it safe to leave this here?
Not really. But without any way to neutralize it, that's all we can do.
I still think we should get back in your ship.
Here, Sergeant, take my key. Open up. Get everyone together. Maybe try the monitors. Turn the dials under the big screen to maximum.
Okay, monitors, dials.
Coordinate the rendezvous. Robin may have doubled back.
Okay, I'll see everyone there. Second quarry on the right.
May have been a bit harsh on him.
You think?
I hope Robin was smart enough to head back.
Doctor?
They're back. They might have had some luck.
Right behind you. These parts could be useful.
Any sign of Robin?
We found tracks. He followed you and Andy.
But that's not why we came back. Look out there. Closing from every direction.
Oh, no.
There must be dozens. Hundreds, even, all the way to the horizon.
Doctor, get up here, now.
Coming.
What's he got there? Don't ask.
What's so urgent? Did you find Robin? No.
An army of robots, homing in on us.
On us or their control center. We have to find that boy.
He followed us to the bunker. He may have gone in.
Then that's where we're going. Before they get closer, Helen, Tanya, back to the TARDIS now.
Where's Andy?
He should already be there.
Come on, Liv. Show me the countdown.
Come on!
Open the door!
Oh, I'm trying! The key! It won't turn! Maybe he doesn't like me?
Helen?
No. Mine's not working either.
Why would it do that?
It's what happened before.
TARDIS doesn't want us inside. She's damaged or out of power, or maybe she just doesn't want dirt all over her nice new floors. Whatever her reasons, she's locked us out.
You bypassed the bioscan.
The base recognized its own kit well enough to cheat security.
Hello, visitors. Welcome to the end station.
Hologram doorman. I presume Sergeant Andy rushed in where angels fear to tread. Hello, Governor. Maintenance call. Heard you had some gremlins.
Seriously?
Try.
You're not human.
Guilty as charged.
You disabled the entry filter.
I've already been through once. I don't need frying again.
Gamma radiation must be neutralized for everyone's safety.
It was an anti-rad wash. But there's no radiation out there. Is there?
Only what's sealed inside the robots. I would know if the planet was irradiated. I'm very sensitive to that kind of thing. Now, why would you be worried about that? What might have caused a nuclear disaster? War? Accident? Attack from off-world?
You're an alien. I don't provide information to aliens.
I'm human. Tell me.
Actually, I'll take a look myself. Amazing what you can build with bits of robot. Not quite a screwdriver, but still.
Doctor, he's coming for you.
He's only a hologram. Can't touch me. Now, where's that countdown? 15 minutes. Let's see what I can do about that.
Stop! You're attempting to interfere with Deus Ex proprietary systems.
Of course I am. This is madness. You can't sterilize a whole planet.
Earth must be made ready for the new human empire.
No, no, you're not listening. Somehow, somewhere across this world, creatures will be trying to survive, to evolve. Tiny specks of plant life, fungi, bacteria, insects. Microscopic organisms in the sand or the sea. This planet's instinct is to keep going through everything. Life always finds a way.
All life will be eradicated. Humanity will start afresh with no contamination.
It makes no sense to inherit a dead world. What is this, doctrine over science?
There's a human right here telling you to stop.
You're not authorized. The orders must be completed.
I'm shutting you down. So where are they, these new humans and their Deus Ex? When are the architects of this idiocy supposed to move in?
Gone. Gone. No contact. No contact.
This wasn't in the job description.
No, but this kind of thing does tend to happen with Torchwood.
Helen, any sign of them?
Not yet.
Look, if this is it, if this is the end for us all, there's something I need to get off my chest. I haven't been entirely straight with you, Tanya. Torchwood, it's all a bit, gone. Has been for months.
What?
After that trouble in the bay, they all became persons non grata. I had to arrest my girlfriend.
I don't know which part I find hardest to believe. That you've been lying to me for months, or that you've
got a
girlfriend.
Yeah, ha ha, I know. But look, long story. I came to London to lay low, stay out of trouble for a bit.
And your version of staying out of trouble involves getting trapped by killer robots 6 million years in the future.
I never said my planning was perfect.
Let me rephrase the question. How long have you been waiting?
Waiting. Message it received. Waiting. 5,300,000 cycles. Waiting.
So when did whatever happened out there happen? It must have taken centuries for the fallout to disperse.
Longer. This base has been on standby. All of them have. I hacked their communication array. They've been running long-range tracking across hundreds of star systems, but they haven't heard a Dickey bird in hundreds of thousands of years. Millions.
Who gave you your orders? Where are they now?
No signal. Final phase initiated.
It's been waiting to hear from a human for 6 million years. Your arrival set the countdown in motion.
This is my fault?
No, not really. Well, the imminent lethal radiation is, but this whole situation is worse than I thought. There's not a trace of the human race anywhere.
What?
They were supposed to carry on till the end of the universe. I always thought I'd pop along one day and see how they were. This paradox didn't just affect me. It's far, far bigger. The Rockellians, they were a symptom, not a cause.
Awaiting transmission.
The human race wiped itself out. Or got itself wiped out. When? How did it happen?
Someone's coming.
Hello? Doctor?
It's Robin.
Robin. Reset.
What happened to him?
Long past his best before date. More to the point, what happened to you?
You're right.
They did medical scans, said they were making sure I was healthy. It smarted a bit, but I'm okay.
Let me see. You owe Helen a massive apology. What were you thinking? Doctor, we should leave. What are you doing in there?
The TARDIS isn't going anywhere, remember? I'm trying to stop the counter and extract some useful information.
Oops.
You've speeded up the countdown. We have to go now.
Yes, of course. Now, there's one thing I need.
What's that? You're taking the hard drive?
Only part of it. I got it. Let's go.
Come on.
I did wonder why my expenses had stopped.
I'm sure it'll be fine if we get past all this imminent death stuff.
I guess that's why they're targeting us. If they're pest control, we're the biggest pests on the planet.
The Doctor and Liv have got Robin. They're on their way.
Oh, nice. We'll all be together when the robot army releases death rays and kills everyone. Maybe we can hold hands.
Don't be so defeatist.
But we can't even get inside the...
It's open!
So get in!
I still don't see why it wouldn't open for us.
Isn't it obvious? She was waiting for Robin. She wanted us all together, sentimental old TARDIS.
Sorry, Helen.
You're here, that's what matters. And now what?
We're still stuck here. And the world's about to end.
That's when I get my best ideas. I'm lowering the shields.
You're doing what? That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Trust me. Liv, what's our timing?
Half a minute, maybe less. I kind of lost count.
There are hundreds of robots right outside, and they're just standing there.
Those sentinels and approximately 10 million others around the world are about to release a deadly dose of concentrated radiation designed to kill every last living thing on this planet.
And? I'm hoping there's an and.
And? The TARDIS is absolutely famished. Here's what's on the menu, old thing.
That's the data drive from the bunker. What did you do?
I gave my ship the specific energy signature of the radiation they're using.
They're opening up. The nanobots are coming out!
Come on.
And now they're...
Yes! Clever girl. Now, life scans. That's it. That is right. Billions upon billions of sparks of life. Right across the globe. Protozoa in the seas, microplants and animals on land. And they're safe. All safe.
Why aren't we dead?
What's happening now?
I'm taking us home.
So how was it? Your first trip in the TARDIS?
I still don't know how we got back.
Energy conversion. The TARDIS turned one kind of energy into another. He's brilliant, isn't he, the Doctor?
That's one word for it. He could have told us that's what he was doing.
He's all about the drama, you know that.
All that deadly radiation, all those rays to poison the Earth, shoom! The TARDIS hoovered everything up right across the planet.
I've never seen anyone get quite so happy about amoebas.
It's like he said, life finds a way, but not the human race.
Where's Andy?
The Doctor wanted a word. They may be a while.
Come on, I've still got that taxi money. Let's get home.
So it works now, this TARDIS of yours?
She's fueled up. Half the systems are fine. Time travel's functional, but we're rooted to the spot.
Where next? I suppose you'll be wanting to pick up a few things to help with repairs?
That's very astute, Sergeant.
Well, I have got some experience of this kind of thing. I'm not a complete idiot.
Whenever it is, I should be careful running her in. Short hops are best to start with. And the past is probably safer.
Because you think the future's wrong?
We need to tread cautiously until I know exactly what's going on.
Well, be careful. And, you know, I'm here to help.
Advice and assistance, eh? Thank you, Andy.
I think it's my duty to keep an eye on you.
I don't care! Leave me alone!
Robin? What's the matter? Why are you on the stairs?
We're moving out.
Nobody told the agency.
Dad's phoning them now. Something about keeping the deposit instead of notice.
What? When are you leaving?
Today. That call at the restaurant, his work wants them nearer the client. It's worth a fortune, apparently. I can't believe it.
Don't worry. Once you've settled, I'm sure you can hop on a bus and visit.
It's Scotland. This always happens. Whenever I get close to being happy, I get everything taken away. No one ever listens to me, to what I want.
What is it you want?
To be like you. To travel with the doctor. To fight monsters and fix everything.
Not everyone can do that. It's dangerous. You know what happened yesterday? You ran off on your own. Look how close we came to losing you.
I could learn. The doctor promised.
Life goes on. Your parents love you. You need to stay with them. When you're older, who knows what you'll do?
It's not fair.
You've already seen things no one else in the world could imagine. You've had an experience. You'll remember forever.
It's not enough.
What?
Where's the doctor? Will he come and say goodbye?
I'm sorry, Robin. He's busy.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Stranded, Dead Time, written by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Liv Chenka, Nicola Walker. Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan. Tanya Bell, Rebecca Root. Sergeant Andy Davidson, Tom Price. Robin Bright Thompson, Joel James Davison. Aisha Akhtar, Armin Azir. Zakia Akhtar, Avita J. Ron Winters, David Shaw Parker. Tony Clare, Jeremy Clyde. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Benji Clifford. Music, Jamie Robertson. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.
I'm Matt Fitton. I script edit Stranded and I wrote episode 1 of series 2, Dead Time.
We could be looking at a whole new aberrant timeline. I have to find out how far it extends.
See? Total non-explanation. What is he talking about?
You get used to it.
I'll get to the bottom of it. And the best thing I can do to explain, Tanya, is to take you with me. What do they say? Show, don't tell?
So, at the start of this second series, the TARDIS has started to heal itself. But it's because of a particular kind of energy. There was a huge paradox that took place at the end of Series 1, where some alien assassins from the future came back to assassinate the Doctor, convinced that he's a terrible tyrant. So, obviously, he's very keen to investigate that situation. So, in Dead Time, the Doctor is looking to take the TARDIS on a test flight. He can see it's starting to be restored, but we don't know at this stage exactly what bits of it work and what bits don't. So he tries to organise a test flight, wants to take Helen and Liv with him, but he ends up taking rather more TARDIS crew with him than he bargained for. Tanya and Andy insist on coming along with him, and they also have a stowaway in the form of Robin.
Hello, I am Hattie Morahan and I play Dr. Helen Sinclair. It feels rather strange calling her doctor. She was, I suppose, an academic doctor, but she's in the company of a far more sort of prestigious doctor, I suppose, so maybe she's just Helen Sinclair now.
Everyone else has gone.
I haven't, have I?
I wanted to be with the doctor.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm not good enough.
It's not that.
I know.
One thing that jumps out is that Robin, who's a young man who she sort of who Helen started to feel quite protective of, who lives in the house in Baker Street with them, he sneaks on board, and so she finds herself adopting, I guess, a sort of naturally just becoming a bit more maternal around him and protective, but then also self-deprecating. You know, when he goes AWOL, she says, "I'm not a babysitter," and doesn't know what, you know, claims she doesn't know what she's doing, but. It's just nice. It's sort of a different side of her that seems to be emerging, that she obviously, you know, feels very protective of young people and maybe sees something of herself and, you know, in him. And she also sort of reveals to Tanya that she's not really a relationship person. And it's interesting just to think about her background.
And poor Helen is left babysitting Robin at first. She's kind of taken on this maternal kind of big sister role to him, having been his tutor during series one. She's got an affection for him. She wants to look out for him and make sure he's safe. But of course, things don't go to plan. Robin gets away from his keeper, sets out to explore himself because he's desperate to prove himself and to the doctor that he's ready for this kind of adventure, that he wants to do what the doctor does. We've seen him idolise him and want to help and go along. And so he gets himself in a bit of trouble during the course of this story.
I've never really been much of a relationship person. Always seemed more important things to think about. And now, well, if we do end up stuck, having to scavenge a living at the end of time, we all need to get along.
You know, she obviously has great fondness and affection and deep love for her friends and the people around her, but sort of does herself a disservice and maybe withdraws from the commitment of relationships. And I guess it could be a combination of when she was born and being a bit more repressed, but maybe just she's someone who has remained guarded for fear of being wounded, and therefore it's hard for her to come out of her shell. And maybe she recognises in Robin some of that vulnerability because of his relationship with his father, and she had a complicated relationship with her mother. So, it's lovely to sort of see those things deepening.
So in this first episode, in Dead Time, I wanted to focus in on the crew itself. So we've got the core of the Doctor, Liv and Helen, and joining them on their debut TARDIS journeys are Tanya and Robin. So it's an opportunity to explore all the different dynamics between those characters. They've all got questions, everyone's looking for answers. Tanya and Andy are curious about the Doctor and what he's up to, and equally, the Doctor and his friends are not quite sure of their agenda either. Even though Liv and Tanya have struck up this relationship, there's a certain kind of ask no questions policy they've both adopted. So over the course of this series, they start to learn more about one another.
He's brilliant, isn't he, the Doctor?
That's one word for it. He could have told us that's what he was doing.
He's all about the drama, you know that.
With this episode, it was really good to be able to place together the different characters and explore the dynamics between them. I very specifically wanted to break up the team into these little pairings as they explore this environment and see how the dynamics between them break down. As things progress, we get to explore different pairings as well. Helen and Tanya have a moment or two where they talk about life and love and where they are, how they all fit together. And the Doctor and Andy, after this initial kind of friction between them, he kind of dismisses Andy as a bit of a buffoon. But I think during the course of this story, the Doctor begins to see his worth. And by the end, I think he realises he's treated him a little bit harshly.
Hello, my name is Nicola Walker and I play Liv Chenker.
And you, Liv? Where are you from?
A long way in the future. But it doesn't matter. I'm me. I'm still me in the here and now.
And if your time machine's working again, how long will the Doctor stick around?
We've just been recording parts of Stranded, where we are taken far, far, far into the future. And I've had a lot of stuff to do with the character Andy. And I really love the dynamic between Andy and Liv. They're an odd couple, but like all great odd couples, they find a way of getting on beautifully. She finds him a little infuriating. It's dangerous to have someone like that with you who just can't resist touching stuff. And in the Who universe, that's really hard to say, it's quite important that you don't touch stuff until you know what it is. So we have a few issues with that. But I think she's instrumental, obviously, in getting the Doctor to understand that Andy's got a really good heart, and he's a really useful member of the TARDIS team.
Andy and Liv make a nice double act. He's trying to impress her. He's trying to say, "Look, I know the score. I've been around. I can do time travel because of his Torchwood experience." But he's not quite as experienced as Liv, and they do come a cropper when they start to investigate the bunker.
My name is Rebecca Root, and I play Tanya Bell in Doctor Who Stranded.
I simply have to get used to living as the new me, one day at a time. And I do. I always do.
Yeah. Things work out more often than they don't.
I can see why Liv likes having you around. You're a very reassuring presence.
I'm sure she thinks the same of you. We start to see how Tanya has an interplay of relationship dynamics between all four of them. Obviously a romantic interest, which has certain complications with Liv. Complications being that, they're from different times. A sort of a more platonic relationship building with Helen. And with Andy, there's a professional relationship. And with the Doctor, it's interesting, there are a couple of scenes where Tanya and the Doctor really sort of get to talk and get to know one another. And it's very exciting to see that relationship grow.
And we see from the start that the Doctor's rather more willing to take Tanya along than Andy. He's been impressed by what he's seen so far from her in dealing with the threat of Mr. Bird in Series 1. So he's almost sizing her up as potential companion material, as it were, as they go off and explore together.
Tanya's first trip in the TARDIS is absolutely exhilarating. Obviously, the TARDIS is only moving in time and not in space. So it's only doing half of its kind of what it says on the tin. But nonetheless, it's still absolutely thrilling, that trip to 6 million years into the future.
Hello, my name's Benji Clifford, and I'm the sound designer on Stranded 2.
That's not so bad, it's just a door. Should we look inside? What's the worst that could happen? Ah! Oh, God, it's the worst! It's happening! It's happening!
Andy! Ah!
I had an absolute blast working on Stranded 2. It's just such a... especially this box set. It's such a varied and different box set. Every story is completely different. And, you know, I love that. In the first story, you know, we're on a distant, desolate planet, which is interesting to do. You know, you've got to create all these sounds of rocks and dirt and all this other stuff and really make it feel as though they're trudging through this horrible sort of world, you know, desolate future world. There was a great script note, which was about the TARDIS and when it, you know, moves in the same spot, how all around the TARDIS sort of time is changing around them, you know, we're moving forward. And in that, I tried to make it so there's so many, you know, almost the, dare I say it, the inevitability of, you know, celebrations around the TARDIS, war, fights, protests, concerts. I've kind of tried to make it so everything's happening around it. And then eventually there's this big bang and the whole of the Earth kind of just settles down into this horrible future version of itself. It was quite a challenge to do, but it was really good fun trying to bring that across.
Is everyone dead?
From the size of the sun and the heat, we're thousands of years after your time. Probably millions.
I don't think I'm okay with that.
The TARDIS, it turns out, can't fly in different directions, can only stay put, but can go rapidly into the future. And the prognosis isn't looking good, people. And I guess it does make you think about what we imagine is going to happen to planet Earth. I feel quite bleak, I have to say. I don't think we're very good at governing ourselves with long-term thinking. And who knows whether it'll end up like a sort of desert wasteland in the way that we see in the episode. But yeah, there are definite resonances with now, and it made me think a lot about that.
I can't imagine what our future that far ahead is going to be like. I'm hoping it's not like any of the those classic novels have imagined. I'm hoping it's not going to be like Brave New World or 1984. In a way, it'll be preferable for it to be more like a Doctor Who universe, as long as there's someone like the Doctor running around trying to keep everything steady and alive.
When I first read the script, I felt rather sad, actually, about the future of the planet Earth and the future of human civilization. And it made me think, well, I hope that the Earth survives. I'm sure it will. It's a resilient old thing. And I kind of hope that by that time, humans, if we do still exist, humans will have learned to live alongside one another in a more compassionate and friendly way. Who knows? Humans might have colonized the rest of the galaxy or other galaxies beyond in 6 million years' time, but they might also be extinct. So without putting too much of a dampener on it, I suppose what I'm trying to say is that I hope that there is still hope for humankind, and I won't be there to see it, but I hope that it's a more peaceful place wherever they live.
But anyway, that all sounds rather bleak. There are jokes. There's lots of fun stuff that's happening. But yes, it's been a fun episode to record in the middle of a heat wave in lockdown from our own separate little booths in our houses. So hope you enjoy. Thank you.